across Newcastle.
You're waking up with Megan Crivo.
Different situation.
What was that situation?
Can't remember.
Exactly. It wasn't that important.
Help the Novos.
Local as New FM.
Tell you what, I feel absolutely horrible when I call someone and accidentally wake them up. And then, Jess, you were in the room earlier and I called Crevo. I said, hey, are you on your way? And he's like, I am now.
No guilt whatsoever.
No, do you? No, I genuinely feel guilt. I hate the idea of waking someone up from sleep because I love my sleep so much.
So many people have woken me up while I've been sleeping. Admittedly, it's been in the afternoon having a nap while, you know, normal people don't sleep and I've been so cranky. So I'm like, you know what? No guilt.
Yes, but at the same time, though, those people should have some respect. I'm very much a texter before I call.
Yes.
Yes. Or I call them, hey, are you busy? And if they sound tired, I'll ring them back later.
Yeah.
But in this situation, Crevo, he's meant to be sitting across from me. He's like, I'll be on my way.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear. How was your afternoon yesterday?
It was pretty chill.
Yeah?
Didn't really do much. I'm trying to remember.
It was that far. It was less than 24 hours ago, but no.
I think I sat in front of the TV. I'm like, I don't know what to watch. And I started watching like 50 things and then landed on Big Bang Theory, which took up a good like few hours of my afternoon.
You know what? It's such good binge watching Big Bang Theory.
It's just so easy to watch.
Yeah. And the thing is, the best part is if you've seen it multiple times, I'm one of those comfort viewers. Like, I like the idea that I know what's coming. I don't have to be invested.
Exactly.
I can scroll my phone during.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't go to bed until about midnight again last night. But the thing was, I'm so glad because I found out Blink-182, they are reuniting the original band and they're coming to Australia next year. Oh, my God.
That is literally all I've seen on my newsfeed this morning.
You know what? With good reason. Tom DeLonge is back. I am so happy. Like, that better be in your news update. Seriously.
I have no idea who it is, but... Sure.
Oh, I was going to say, well, the fact that they're touring Australia next year.
Oh, yeah, maybe, yeah.
Hey, we'll do a first part catch up. Might include Blink-182 news. Who knows? And Crevo may be here. Who knows?
Possibly.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5 with Jess.
So, Jess, there's been a bit of movement on the Port of Newcastle trying to remove those container restrictions, yeah?
Yeah, so late Macquarie MP Greg Piper announced a little while ago he was going to introduce a bill to Parliament to try and have these fees that basically the port incurs scrapped. So at the moment, with a deal the state government has with New South Wales ports, there's a financial penalty on the Port of Newcastle if it exceeds 50,000 container movements per year. So this bill that Greg Piper wants to get across will essentially take that away. So
okay.
It was brought up again in Parliament yesterday. The Premier said the government will consider the bill like they consider any other bill when he was pushed more on the topic, I guess, to try and get his opinion and which way he would swing. All he sort of wanted to do was say how good the region was and how much money they put into it.
What are like the pros and cons of them removing these restrictions?
Well, if they remove the restrictions, we'll be able to increase our capacity to do those container movements.
Okay.
There is a plan to expand the port and build more onto the port to be able to do that, which would be a good thing. I mean, we know we're not going to have coal going out of the port forever and a day, so containers is another great option for,
of course,
you know, bringing money in and that sort of thing.
Yeah, so. For sure. And the federal government's also doing a hearing today for the Barola Mine, yeah?
Yeah, so the federal government's Rural and Regional Affairs and Transport References Committee is going around at the moment listening to local groups and people like the New South Wales Apiarist Association and Amateur Beekeepers Australia to discuss the Barola Mine and things like foot and mouth disease and the government's response to it and sort of how it's been handled since the outbreak, which started for Barola Mine back in June.
I was going to say, it's been a while now.
Yeah, and there's about 100 properties that have been infected. There's been hundreds of thousands of bees that have had to be euthanised, particularly in the Hunter because of this Barola Mine.
So they had the eradication zone. It started like 1 kilometre and then it went up to like 25 kilometres and then it just kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
Exactly, and all the zones kept overlapping each other and it just turned into this big eradication zone, basically.
It's died down a little bit, hasn't it?
It has. So there haven't been like many more properties picked up with the varroa mite. The eradication is still happening, though. That's still a process that's ongoing.
Yeah.
But this committee is basically coming to Newcastle today, going to Canberra, I think, tomorrow, and then somewhere else to discuss the response and what could be done better and what else needs to be done.
So I have like a plan, or well, maybe a potential plan by like next week, maybe.
Who knows?
The Novo's Halloween party.
The Star Hotel with free function room hire and free live entertainment every Friday and Saturday night. 105.3 UFM.
We're about 2 and a bit weeks away from
our
super exclusive Halloween party, Creeper. It's going down at the Star Hotel in Newcastle, 28th of October. A lot of people getting their costumes ready. Some people sending us some messages on our Instagram at the Novos go, what do you think of this? Because
I love that, because it's just getting involved with the event, and you can't buy tickets to this.
No, you have to win them. It's the only way you can get in.
Exclusive. That's why it says exclusive in the ad thingamajigger.
Exactly. The little thingamabobby thing you think.
Yeah.
We're very well versed in the English language on this show.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be great. So we're going to have like a blood red carpet, some cocktails on arrival, DJ Mike James in the house.
Oh, God. Who would have expected such a god of the dance floor to be doing this thing. It's just the best.
And then Four Pines are getting involved as well with a couple of kegs, which is even better. And we are all going to be dressed up. It's going to be a great night. You want to come along. We're going to give away some tickets after 7 o'clock this morning and then right across your workday as well. So you've got plenty of chances to win. But the thing is, you've got to think of that costume.
Yeah.
That's the important thing, because you want to dress to impress.
Oh, tell me what.
Or dress to terrify.
That's even
in that
better.
Case.
Like, because you love the terrifying costumes, don't you?
I do.
So if you want to impress Meg, something that'll freak her out.
Well, it's very hard to freak me out, because I'm going to, like, you could come up to me in the most gruesome thing, oh, aren't you beautiful? Like, it's just what we do.
You love Halloween.
Right. Oh, it's so good. Now, the thing is as well, heaps of prizes on the night as well.
Oh, so that's
right.
We've got
a getaway to the Hunter Valley up for grabs. So you definitely want to come along if you want to score that, plus all the cheeky little prizes as well we might have.
Best dress, that sort of thing.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. Like, I don't know what our promotions guy's got in store.
Oh, he's
always... He won't tell us. It's a mystery bag.
That's
the whole thing about Halloween. Yeah. It's a mystery.
He's got a lot of surprises up his sleeve, you know. That's his style.
Yes. So, we don't know. But if we find out, we'll let you know.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, we're your friends here.
And on air right across Newcastle and the Hunter.
I think we worked together for 3 months before I gave you my phone number.
And that was an extraordinary moment.
It was an experience, right?
You're waking up with the Novos, Meg and Creevo. Only on Newcastle's new FM.
People across the country, Creevo, are going very, very mad. They're getting a little bit upset.
Oh, no. What's
happening? Because one of our favourite places that we like to talk about on this show, it's, believe it or not KFC or Macca's, it's Red Rooster this time around.
Oh, yeah.
Now, we've done a bit of an investigation on this show to whether Red Rooster's actually a front, because we never see anybody in Red Rooster.
That's right. When you drive past a Red Rooster, you think, is it closed?
Yes.
Then you go, no, because there's a couple of people in drive-through.
Exactly. But then
no one's eating in a restaurant, though.
Then I realised when I started doing DoorDash and menu log and all that kind of stuff, it's all through delivery, I swear to God, because the amount of times I have to go to Red Rooster is ridiculous. But they've taken something off the menu, Creevo. People are losing their minds.
Uh-oh.
Now, I would consider this a bloody staple at Red Rooster. And they're taking it off the menu. And you know what? It's one of the only things I eat on that menu, and they've taken it away.
Iconic, would you say?
Yes, I would say iconic.
Okay, all right. Details, well, this is big.
Details on the other side of this and why people across the country are super upset.
Megan Creevo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Can't get over Red Rooster doing this. The fact that it made national headlines says all you need to say.
Oh, my God.
So, what is one of my favourite things in the world, Creevo?
Oh, now,
when you're talking food-wise.
Yeah. Gravy.
Thank you very much.
You love gravy.
Yes.
More than anything.
More than life itself.
Yeah.
It's just, and to be fair, when it comes to Red Rooster, I don't like the gravy on the chips because I don't find it very tasty. But when you mix it with their chicken, there's something about it. What they've done, the iconic chicken and gravy bread roll, it's gone.
What's that called?
It doesn't technically have a name, because I think Rooster Roll was meant to be that, and then Rooster Roll's the one with the lettuce and the mayo.
Yeah,
it's
right.
Never called an... So I think it's just the chicken and gravy roll.
Right.
Right?
And they've getting rid of that.
So what they've done is people have gone to the menu, obviously, because you can go on the app and order on the app and all that kind of stuff. It's gone. It's not on the menu anymore, and people are losing their minds. And they've gone, okay, what do we do? Because It's a staple.
Well, this is what I would have thought. Like, with Red Rooster, if I was running Red Rooster, CEO hat on for a second.
Yeah.
You need to very carefully look after your heritage customers.
Absolutely.
But then also you're trying to get the new ones on with your fried chicken and stuff, right?
Well, I remember a couple of years ago they tried to go down the fish and chip route. And they did fish for a while.
No, I remember. Yeah. I mean, the fish is not in your name. Stay away.
No. You know, it's like Macca's when they tried the fried chicken. You know KFC is going to have that market. They got Why did you try?
Yeah. Your local chippy is always going to win at that.
Now, it turns out a lot of other people have gone to various Red Roosters across the country and said, this is the same. It's no longer on the menu.
Wow.
What's going on? And blah, 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 blah.
And they're keeping quiet about this too, aren't they?
Yes. So it turns out, yes, it is officially still on the menu, but they've taken it off menu boards across the country because their menu is too vast.
Oh, too many things.
Too many things on the menu, and this didn't make the cut.
It's
not like it's a high ingredient thing to make. It's a bread roll, chicken, and gravy, which you already have and you already stock.
Yeah, see, if I was deleting things off that menu, top of the list would be the pineapple rings. Who's ever bought one of those?
Yeah.
And then,
your tradies get them, I've noticed.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, when I've done deliveries, because it says what they've ordered.
Oh, interesting.
So many of them get the fried pineapple.
Well, that's why I'm not CEO of Red Rooster.
So what they've said, a spokesperson for Red Rooster has come out and said, the chicken and gravy roll is no longer on the menu because it does not fit due to the introduction of many new food items in recent times.
This is the fried chicken and stuff.
Yes.
See that?
And then whatever else they bring in.
What other new things have they got? Oh, a different flavour of Fanta?
Couldn't tell you.
Doesn't
they got
fit.
Rid of Lyft because Coke got rid of Lyft.
But this is the other weird part about it. Like, how much space does riding chicken and gravy roll take up?
Yeah, so if you really want your favourite chicken and gravy roll from Red Rooster, you can definitely still get it. It has not been discontinued. Just ask a crew member for it when you're next in restaurant. So in other words, you can't order it on the app. Guess what? If I can't order it on the app, I ain't getting it.
Yeah, they're phasing it out.
Ridiculous, because it's the only menu, like burger option I will eat from Red Rooster. I won't eat the rest of them.
You've lost a customer in me.
I'll make my own. I'll go to Woolies and get the roast chicken from
there. Oh, yeah, in a bag.
Take it home with the Grey Box bloody brown onion gravy. Done.
What do you call it? The roast chicken handbag?
Yes. Oh, yes, for sure. So if you still want to get it, it's still there, but they've taken it off the menu. You know what, Red Rooster? Idiotic idea.
Yeah. Or
silly.
It's a publicity stunt. They're getting us.
True.
It's a possibility. Interesting one. Thanks, Meg. Next, though, this is, you know, I love like these kind of crazy animal stories.
Oh, you do.
So have you ever heard of Alaska's Fat Bear Contest?
No.
Oh, you're about to learn all about it up next.
All right, can't wait. I'm an animal, animal, oh, like animal, like you.
All right, so Meg, have you ever heard of Alaska's Fat Bear Contest?
I know of Alaska, but that's far as my knowledge goes.
So this is quite extraordinary. They've got this thing called Fat Bear Week.
Okay.
Which is basically the rangers at this one particular, national park over in Alaska. They photograph the famous bears.
Yeah.
Like at the start of the feeding season and at the end. Because before they go into hibernation, right, their body weight it basically can go up by about 50% if a bear is a skilled hunter.
So me when I'm on holidays.
So they take a photo of the bear when it's just ready, like just started feeding.
Yep.
And then at the end, and then you have to vote for which one you think has become the fattest.
Now, you sent me a link and I'm looking at them now. Wow. They have packed on the kegs, let me tell ya.
Now, this is so interesting because, first of all, this started back in 2014.
So it's a regular thing.
Yeah. And it's become like globally popular. Each bear gets tens of thousands of votes from all over the planet.
It is ridiculous. You know, then again, I'm about to put my email address in so I can vote.
But here's what's crazy. So apparently there's accusations of vote stuffing.
Oh, you're kidding.
And apparently one of the bears, for some reason, is like getting these spam votes.
Someone set up a bot.
Something like that, because they've got a favourite bear.
I thought you were saying there was it was being rigged, as in one bear was getting more food than the other.
No. They're not. These are wild bears.
Yeah.
The rangers just spot them out in the wild.
All right.
And they, like, know them because there's a limited number of, say, dominant bears in each area.
And certain bears would have certain mannerisms too as well.
That's right.
Probably.
So they do name some of them. One of them they just left as the number 747 because it's the same as an aeroplane.
Yeah, because he's a big boy.
He's the big boy. So he's basically the biggest in the area. And they give a bit more information as well about the bear. So you can, like, maybe because your vote might not just be purely based on look of fatness, but also maybe you like the sound of the bear.
Also
right?
Cuteness as well.
Yeah. So 747, here's an example. A skilled and efficient angler who is found fishing most often in the jacuzzi pool or near the far bear pool of Brooks Falls.
So it's like a full dating profile
it's
of these
like
bears.
That, because 747 won back in 2020, the Fat Bear Week competition.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a good contender.
These votes are actually ridiculous. So the last one happened on the 8th of October. 34,000 votes for one, 30,000 votes for the other.
Yeah, so it's like a knockout competition each round. I don't know. Maybe, like you said, maybe it's just a bite, but somebody might have money in this or something.
Maybe. Oh, some sort of betting site. This would be on Sports Bet for sure, right?
You would have thought so. And if it's not, you can be sure some sports bet marketer is scrambling to get it in and amongst the mix.
So at the moment, it is 747 versus 901.
Yeah.
Personally, I'm going 901. He's a chonky boy.
901 has the sort of podge on him that is affecting his back.
Yes.
He's got a big sway back
to him.
He's
got a big hunchback going on.
Because there's so much fat on his stomach, it's hanging down.
So bloody cute. Yeah, my vote's for 901. Fingers crossed for you, buddy.
If you want to get involved, explore.org/Fat Bear Week.
Just in case you needed it. We might. Should we put a link on
Yeah, let's do it.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Crivo.
How much I really like barbecuing. Pork, chicken, toast.
Backtrack.
Yes.
Did you say toast?
Yeah, I'm just cooking everything.
The Novos. Local ads. New FM.
Oh, and producer Tyler's back in the game. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling much better. Sorry for being a man down yesterday.
No, you got to do what you got to do when you're not feeling well. Like, there's no point in coming to work when you're not feeling well.
I agree. And do you know how much I slept yesterday? I'm such a diva with my sleep, and all I really needed to do was have a full day of sleep.
You know what? Sometimes that can fix everything.
Oh, yeah, it has. I feel $1 million today, you guys.
It is really the true healing tonic.
Oh, yes. Isn't it what? That and
sleep
sunshine.
And water. I'll say sleep and water.
Oh, water and sunshine as well, yes.
Yeah, do you reckon, though, do you think you wouldn't feel as good? Yes, the sunshine was quite nice.
It was beautiful in the afternoon.
If it was rainy, do you think you'd still feel as good?
Probably not, because I would have locked myself on the couch inside all day.
Yeah.
So I was happy to get outside on the deck and just sun
myself
for a bit.
Bit of vitamin D.
Yeah, it was nice.
Sunbathing
on the deck. We're glad you're back.
Happy
we're glad
days.
You're back. Hey, on the other side of this, we are going to play 5 in 10.
Oh, yes.
So
here we go.
We have a $50 fuel card up for grabs. Very simple game, right? I'm going to give you a category and a topic. Name 5 things in 10 seconds. You score yourself $50 fuel card.
It's like $12,000 an hour work-wise.
We've worked this out.
It's
and
awesome.
Like, who doesn't want free fuel at the moment?
Oh,
come
my God.
On, guys.
Price of petrol.
Yeah. 13:10:09 if you want to play 5 in 10.
The Novos. The Novos. Megan Crivo. 5 in 10. New FM.
Talk about an easy way to fill up the tank.
Oh, who doesn't want free petrol?
Right.
Am I right?
You name 5 things in 10 seconds, score yourself a $50 fuel card. That is exactly how 5 in 10 works. So what we're going to do, we're going to spin the wheel to get today's category. Then we'll give you a topic based on that category. If you get them right, $50 fuel card coming your way. Let's
straight
spin.
Away.
Let's spin the wheel. Come on, wheel.
Come on.
Oh, come on,
always,
wheel.
It's a bit sticky sometimes.
Always is a bit weird.
There we go.
It's on lock.
Oh, that's right. I hate it when that happens.
All right, what have we landed on, Crivo?
It's sports.
Oh, interesting. Okay, we're going to the phones.
Let's meet our first contestant.
Going to Jane in Mount Hutton. Hey, Jane.
Hi.
Hello. Sport, is it your thing? Have you played sports?
I used to, two hours now.
What sport did you play back in the day, Jane?
Oh. Netball fan, interesting.
Goal attack, goal defence.
Goal attack.
Oh, yeah, of course you were. You sound like a goal attack to me, Jane.
I think I was one of the only girls in high school who did not play netball. I don't have any skills.
Oh, well.
I'm not sport-related whatsoever.
Meg.
I sat there and read magazines in PE, so I can't really talk.
Meg, it's never too late.
No.
That's what they say.
Yeah, it is to me. All right, Jane, your topic in relation to sport is we need you to name five tennis players. Your time starts now.
Rafael Nadal, Roger Federer, Ivan Lendl. Can they be retired?
Yeah.
John McEnroe.
You got the four, and then you buzzed out.
So close.
Jane was just so promising there.
Four out of five.
It's not how it works, though. No. It's not four in ten, is it?
No, it's five in ten, unfortunately.
Okay, let's meet Brad up next in Lake Macquarie. How is it down there this morning?
G'day, how you going? Yeah, it's great. Yeah, it's very good.
Four. Hoping to get some sunshine.
That's it.
Okay. All right, Revo, what is the topic for Brad this morning?
Man, a few words, but we only need five.
Exactly.
It is Olympic sports.
Okay, you need five Olympic sports in 10 seconds. Your time starts now.
Fencing, diving, swimming, cricket, and cycling.
He's done it. $50 fuel card coming your way, Brad. Well done.
Thanks very much for that.
You are so welcome. You have a great Wednesday, my friend.
Oh, how good.
Made it sound too easy.
Oh, hang on. Oh, now, I've just Googled.
Yeah.
Is cricket in the Olympics?
It's not.
Cricket has been shortlisted for possible inclusion in the 2028 Olympics. Does anyone have any more clarity on this?
I wouldn't.
Cricket has been a part of the Olympics only once. Oh,
well,
I think it has been in there. I think you get it.
Yeah, if it's been in there. It was an Olympic sport.
It was.
We didn't say current.
No, we didn't.
We didn't say current Olympic sports. You still get it. Oh, you and your technical.
Oh, we just got to check these things.
Yeah, this is true, especially after poor Jay missed out by one.
I know, right? Yeah. She would have been very upset.
Well, it's back tomorrow at 6 a.m. Good luck.
That it is. Now, Meg, you love your dating sites and stuff, don't you? Apps, etc.
At the moment, I'm not on them as much. But...
Yeah, but you have been.
Oh, hey.
Have you done a dating app, Meg?
Nah. Nah, just six at a time. What are you talking about?
There's a new one, but they're charging, how's this, $275 a month.
Now, I was paying $25 a month for Tinder Premium, but $270, you said?
$275.
Nah, not for me.
All right, we'll find about all this one and why people are spending that much cash to get this one going.
All right, details on the other side of this.
Now put your hands up. All right, so Meg, you paid what, $25 a month for your Tinder Premium back in the day?
Yeah, I paid $25 a month for that, and then I also paid for Bumble Premium as well, because why not when you're desperate?
Was that $25 as well?
No, so they gave me a deal, $40 for 3 months.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, but you're maybe paying $35 total.
Probably.
What do you call it, dating app budget?
Can I claim that on tax because I used it as content?
Maybe.
Good
I don't
stuff.
Know. That's something to ask your tax agent.
I definitely will.
But how about this, Meg? There's this new dating app where they're charging $275 a month for an elite service. Now, this is where they say it's attractive and wealthy singles who list their income and net worth on the profiles. It's basically like a sugar daddy type site.
Okay, all right, I'm with you now.
It's known as Seeking, so that's all there is to it.
Yeah.
And it's basically, they describe it as a place for successful and attractive people to find a partner who meets their standards.
I was going to say, well, I am definitely not going on there. A, not attractive. B, on minimum wage. I don't fit in on Seeking.
I think it might be the wealthy bit is more for the men.
I'm just putting
it out there.
Yeah, but still.
I think you'd be right.
Look, I'm not getting myself a sugar. I don't think I am sugar daddy material.
Why do you say that, Meg?
Well, mainly because I think you've got to be very, ditzy and very...
I don't think you need to be unintelligent to be on there.
No, to be like... You're going to be very, what's accommodating.
I don't know what that means, but like, okay.
So basically, you don't mind the fact that they're 75.
Right. You've got a strict age limit,
yeah,
don't you?
Yeah, mine's at 50. So
no one over 50.
No one over 50.
It's not happening.
No.
But guess what, though? They do have a budget-friendly option of $100 a month.
If you're going on there to look for a sugar daddy...
Yeah. It's an investment.
Don't go for the guy who's taken the budget-friendly option.
Well, that's a good... No, I think the girls might still have to pay. I don't know.
Oh, interesting.
At least something. Because they're trying to create this standard that's on there. The whole thing, though, they make it look like... I don't know. It's a very different-looking sort of website.
Yeah.
So if you have a look, they've tried to make it sort of look really premium and, you know... The whole thing is quite bizarre.
Okay, let's take a quick look.
You can get... there is an even cheaper option. Get ready for this. Only $96.66.
Okay, so what's the website?
It's just called Seeking, apparently. You have to pay for a $50 background check as well.
Oh, interesting.
Which is fascinating. It has a bit of the idea of, what's that really premium one that only celebrities use?
Oh, I know what you're talking about. I can't remember.
Raya?
Yeah.
But even that one's only $9.99 a month, so I don't know what they're thinking.
It looks, so you can become a seeker or a seeky, I guess.
Who's doing the seeking? The whole thing feels like an adults only hide and seek, and I'm not about it.
No, thank you. I am not subscribing to that website. I'll stick to my Tinder and my Bumble. Thank you very
That'll
much.
That'll do ya.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Crevo.
How much I really like barbecuing. Pork, chicken, toast.
Backtrack.
Yes.
Did you say toast?
Yeah, I'm just cooking everything.
The Novos. Local Az. New FM.
All right, so it was Monday, I guess. I went to the dentist down in Sydney, right? The guy I always see because he's always been helped me out or whatever.
You go to the same guy every single time.
Yeah, we always have a chat. And I was like, oh, how you been? What have you been up to? He goes, oh, I went up to Darwin with my family over the school holidays with the kids, right? He's got little kids. They're maybe, I don't know, 3, 4, 5, 6, something like that. Not exactly sure of the age.
It's a big age gap between 3 and 6.
Yeah, I know. I think they're probably closer to 6 now.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway, he went up there with his wife and kids and, you know, they had, I don't know, a week maybe or 5 days or something.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, how was it? He goes, to be honest, it was a bit of a disaster. I said, what happened? How come, you know? What went wrong? He goes, firstly, didn't realise how long it would take to get to Kakadu. Didn't really get time because of like a full day of almost driving.
I was going to say, things aren't close by in the Northern Territory. It's similar when you go to Brisbane. I'll go to Rockhampton. No, you won't.
No, you won't. Exactly. It said then the aircon didn't work in the hotel room.
Oh, in Darwin.
And it's Darwin, right? Then they were like, right, we'll go for a swim in the pool. The pool was like really warm, so it wasn't even cool. Didn't cool them down.
Yeah.
Then the kids got sick, right?
Not ideal.
Then him and his wife went for a romantic dinner, just the two of them, like, got a babysitter and stuff.
Yeah.
And they got food poisoning.
Oh, my God.
And then they went to go, like, oh, you know, last day or something, we'll go shopping just to, like, do something fun at the end.
Yeah.
And they went to the shops and they were shut. It's like the whole thing was just a disaster.
Give it up. Go again next year.
Yeah, totally. So this is what I wanted to do here. 13:10:09. Did you go on a holiday that ended in disaster?
Mate, you're making me paranoid for next week.
Oh, you'll be fine.
Oh.
You'll be fine, Meg. But this is what I'm after. 13:10:09. Did you go on a holiday, even just like a camping one or something like that, that was just a disaster?
A little bit shit.
Yeah, exactly. That's what we're after here. Of course, best callers on air this morning win double passes to a movie of your choice at Reading Cinemas.
How good.
If you want free movie tickets, 13:10:09 with your stories, what was a terrible holiday that happened to you? Celebrate. Oh, we're talking about absolute disaster holidays after my dentist had an absolutely terrible holiday.
Yeah.
Where everything went wrong that could possibly go wrong. He got sick. The kids got sick. Then they went to the shops. They were closed. The aircon was broken in the room in Darwin.
Oh, I was going to say, that would be the worst for me. The sickness I can handle. The being in like 40 degree heat in Darwin, no aircon, absolutely not. I would have demanded a refund.
He said it was so muggy that the place was just awful to be in.
We're asking for your disaster holiday stories on 13 Cent. And now let's go to Joe in Cessnock. Hey, Joe.
How you going?
Hey, doing well. What was your disaster holiday story?
In 2009, I went to America for 2 months, and 10 days in, while walking through a national park, I rolled and fractured my ankle.
Oh, my God. Please tell me you had travel insurance.
Oh, God, yes. I wouldn't go to America without it.
So what was planned on your trip that you couldn't do now because of that?
We had a tour through the Grand Canyon that I couldn't do. Oh. When we got to New York, I couldn't do the Brooklyn Bridge because it was just too much walking.
Yep.
We lost some money on some tours that we'd booked because when I broke it, we had to wait 3 days to see a surgeon in another state.
Oh my God.
Because it was a holiday weekend, so we had to cancel tours and just stay put where we were.
Oh, you poor bugger.
I laugh about it now, but they gave me a boot and continued on my holiday. But, yeah, it was just so much had to change. If they were going to send me home for surgery, my mum couldn't come home because travel insurance wouldn't cover her.
Oh,
so she would have had to continue the holiday by herself.
Have you been back since?
No, I haven't had the opportunity. But, when I broke it, we were in a national park and there was no chance of rescue, so I still had to walk over a kilometre back to the car on it.
Jesus! Your holiday angels were not smiling on you that day, were they?
No. And for something I'd waited my whole life to go and see, I was like, I've got the memory of a lifetime.
Oh, Joe! Okay, I think that tops your dentist.
Yeah, what an amazing story.
For sure.
Poor Joe. Jane, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
That's the way. Now, tell us about your holiday disaster. What happened?
So I took my two girls to Morley Mook. So it's about a 5-hour drive. The oldest one was on her L's, and it was not long after the bushfires a few years ago, and it was raining really heavily. We got to our accommodation. I decided to put on my rubber thongs. I had to go up these wooden stairs to the accommodation. Coming back down, I've slipped off the steps because I had the rubber thongs on, and I've landed like 3 or 4 steps down, knocked myself out.
Oh, my God, Jane.
Unconscious.
Yeah.
Did the kids find you? I assume they go, where's mum going?
Oh, I said, no, they were watching the whole thing. And they go, are you all right? And I said, Can you please take me to the hospital just in case? I think I might have
anything. Oh, no. And she's on her L's as well. And you can't
she's
direct.
On her L's.
Oh, Jane.
I mean, not as bad as a broken leg.
No, during a 2-week trip. But still, the idea you're in pain, though, being basically knocked out, and you could direct your kid to drive.
Absolute disaster.
Making me all paranoid about my trip. Thank you very much.
It's one in a million, Meg. You'll be fine.
Fingers crossed. Hey, what's the goss up next with producer Tyler?
The wildest requests celebrities have made before checking into their hotel rooms have been leaked.
Oh, this is juicy.
And I'm here to share them.
Beautiful. Details next.
The Novos.
If I don't say the right things, I might get killed.
The Novos.
Keep my wife's name.
Megan Crevo.
What's the goss? I love reality TV.
I love a good diva demand story. Hit me.
Oh, don't you and I both? So, Demois, the Instagram page, it's like a gossip page. I think I've told you guys about it before. They did a Q&A recently, and it has delivered tea on the bloody wild requests celebs have made before checking into hotels.
Yep.
J-Lo's name has popped up a heap of times during this Q&A, but super naff things. Like, she has a request about being on the 14th floor of hotels all the time, which is weird.
Okay.
She apparently requests 4 different types of milk, which is kind of what I do. That's not very deep-rich.
Almond.
Yes.
I think you would bring your own. You wouldn't be requesting it.
You're right. I'd be that poor girl walking in with all these just bags of crap because I don't want to request it. Mariah Carey apparently demanded her hotel redo its suite to be all white.
I've heard of this before. She's asked for for all the doorknobs to be changed to gold.
That's so weird.
As well with Mariah.
That's proper crazy.
Yeah.
That, like, someone else has said Tom Cruise checked in under the name Bobby Flanagan and wore a really bad wig around the resort the whole time, trying to be incognito.
Doesn't surprise me at all.
Oh, he's acting.
An NFL player wanted 24 pairs of extra large underwear. I don't know what he was planning.
Okay.
Maybe he shit himself every hour. I'm not sure. But
probably doing a detox.
Probably. One about Kate Upton and Justin Verlander. Not really like a request, but they just said they were very loud in the room. Good to know.
Okay.
They want to be roommates with them.
John Travolta needed to duct tape his blind so it was 100% darkness.
Now, you say this. Madonna did the same thing as well. She demanded, this was years ago, like 2004, 2005.
Yep.
She demanded that the bedroom be painted black.
Yep.
Full blackout curtain, so it was pitch black.
Yep. That one's in here too, and it says that they even needed to tape down the lights on the little smoke detectors.
Yes.
Not one single piece of lighting to be in the room. Are they vampires?
These demands.
How ridiculous.
I don't care. If you've got a fan and an air conditioner, I really couldn't give a crap.
Right, but it's like, are you a vampire? Why do you need complete darkness? How are you going to see?
I like complete darkness, don't get me wrong, but I'm not demanding it like that.
Right.
Also, most hotels these days have a blackout curtain.
Yeah, that's enough.
Like, that's surely, if you can't sleep with that, you've got bigger problems.
Yeah. Wear a sleep mask.
I agree.
Not hard. That's what I do.
J-Lo's popped up again saying she requested a bathtub full of Evian water.
Is that real?
But the person who submitted it said, I worked at the hotel. I use kitchen water. Not sorry, J-Lo, but keep this anonymous, please.
Oh, wow. So people are just not complying with
it's full of Evian.
I don't blame them, though. Imagine getting a whole case of Evian water and having to pop the top off one and pour it into the bathtub. That would be a whole shift's worth of work.
Yeah, and what are they meant to do? To put it in on, like, the stove to heat the water up?
Yeah.
Like when your hot water heater's broken?
Or does she need an ice bath full of Evian water? What is this? What is the request?
Dumb.
Just because she can.
Yeah,
because
she's J-Lo.
She's
got the best ass in the business.
What demands can I make when I go over to Vegas?
Well, good question. I heard you wanted a bunch of mail sent to you or something.
Yes, I'm getting mail sent to me and that's about it.
That's weird. What kind of mail?
Concert tickets. What else?
That makes sense.
That's the only. Well, they're going to be sent out this week and they might not get here before I leave. So they're being sent to the hotel and
shit. That just makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's not a diva demand.
But why can't they email them to you?
Oh, because it's a wristband.
Oh.
Yeah.
Physical thing.
Tickets, yeah.
Right.
They're local ads and on air right across Newcastle and the Hunter.
I think we worked together for 3 months before I gave you my phone number.
And that was an extraordinary moment.
It was an
moment.
Experience, yeah. Right?
You're waking up with the Novos, Meg and Crevo. Only on Newcastle's new FM.
The anticipation is building, Meg.
Yes, 2.5 weeks.
I know. Oh, I've got one of those countdown clocks.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you have the timer going at the moment?
Yeah, at home.
Oh, it's at home. Okay.
Yeah, because I like to keep my eye
thought
on
you had an app for that.
No, I've got my eye on it at home at all times for a Halloween party. It's exclusive to us.
Yes, the Novo's Halloween party, to be exact.
The only place you can get tickets is by winning them.
Yeah, it's going to be Newcastle's most spooktacular party they've ever seen.
That's right.
It's going down at the Star Hotel in town on the 28th of October. Now, we're going to have a blood red carpet. We're going to have cocktails. We're going to have DJ Mike. We're going to have giveaways on the night as well, including a Hunter Valley getaway.
That's right.
If you rock up to the party, of course, if you're invited, you go in the draw to win that. And Four Pines are rocking up as well with a couple of kegs. It's going to be incredible.
This is going to be awesome. If you want to win tickets, we're giving you a chance right now. 13:10:09. We just need to know what costume you're going to wear. Producer Tyler behind the scenes will do a bit of vetting.
Yes.
And if she thinks your costume is worthy, you're going to win tickets right now.
Easy as. Now, we had yesterday, I can't remember her name who called through. She wants to go as a couple's costume with you, Crevo, which I love.
Yeah, it should be funny. It was a couple of ideas. We've got a workshop still.
Yeah, so have you been in contact with her?
Not yet. So behind the scenes.
Can we get a group chat going?
Yeah, for sure.
Good, because I want to be involved.
We'll workshop some costumes.
Yeah.
And that's going to be so much fun. But if you want to come now, 13:10:09, ring up with your costume ideas. Best one is getting a double.
The Novo's Halloween party. The Star Hotel with free function room hire and free live entertainment every Friday and Saturday night. 105.3 New FM.
Just when you thought life couldn't be any better, and then you try, and then you win yourself some of these tickets,
right?
And realize life is complete.
I know. And then you win the Hunter Valley Getaway we've got up for grabs at the Novo's Halloween party.
Don't even talk about it, mate.
Mate, too much excitement for me, let me tell you.
Calm yourself down.
Right, let's go to the phones, because apparently Jasmine in Cessnock has a great costume idea. Hello, Jasmine.
Hi, Novo's.
Hey, we really are really good. You got to hit us with this costume idea.
I'm going as a zombie cat.
A zombie cat? Okay, explain the methodology behind the zombie cat.
Well, I love cats. Some of my friends and family say I'm obsessed with them, and for Halloween, I thought, why not do a zombie one?
Oh, so you're the crazy zombie cat lady.
I am.
Yeah,
brilliant.
I love this.
Quick question for you, Jasmine. Are you getting around town with, like, the cat ears and a cat tail and stuff?
No.
She's reserving that for the Halloween party.
What was that? Sorry, Jasmine?
It wouldn't look very professional while working.
Oh, yeah, fair enough. But on the weekends you can't you?
Yeah, of course.
That's a behind-closed-door kind of thing.
Oh,
Jasmine,
is it?
You're coming to the Halloween party, babe.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
You are so welcome. We'll see you there on the 28th of October at the Star Hotel in Newcastle.
I think Jasmine does wear the cat tail and stuff to, like, the Woolies and stuff on the weekend.
Maybe. Is she the crazy cat lady of Cessnock? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not saying crazy.
Look, I'm not going
to say... live your own life.
To be fair, I use the term crazy cat. I'm the crazy bird lady, so I can't talk.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, come on. Hey, on the other side of this, there's a guy, he's going out and stealing confectionery, Crevo.
Oh, yeah.
He loves a lolly. He loves He loves a gummy bear in particular. And he's gone and stolen one. And I don't think he's realised what he's gotten himself into. Not the cleverest of ideas.
Well, if you're a thief in general.
Yeah,
it's not
dumb
going
criminals
well.
Are our favourite thing on this show. Mm-hmm. Details on the other side of this. Now, we do love a dumb criminal story on this show, Crevo, and this guy, I think he's going to take, not the cake, but the gummy bear.
So okay, I'll see what you did there, a bit of a gummy bear joke.
Yeah, I know, a bit of a pun. We love that here. Now, this teenager, what he's done is he's gone into a pharmacy in Texas over in the US, and he's reportedly stolen a thing called a little nitro.
I don't know what that is.
When I think little nitro, I think a car.
Yeah.
Like a Hot Wheels or something.
Something, yeah.
No. A little nitro is described as the world's hottest gummy bear.
Oh, you know.
Why are they making spicy gummy bears in the first place?
Because Americans are obsessed with chili and making things as hot as possible.
Yeah.
It's a whole culture and it's a whole, like, community. They'll take, say, something like a gummy bear or a lollipop and then try and put the world's hottest chilies crammed
What's
into that.
What's the point?
I don't know. You ask those people that are into that.
You see the people who get the ghost pepper extract or whatever and they put that in their meals. I'm like, what is wrong with you?
It's
no,
a good
thank
question.
You. Well, what he's done is he's allegedly stolen this gummy bear from this pharmacy, and then about 10 minutes later, he's rushed back in and bought himself an iced tea because he couldn't handle the heat of the gummy bear that he'd stolen from this pharmacy.
Because some of these are probably melt the paint level of heat.
Burn like your insides.
Yeah, so the ghost peppers and stuff, they measure it on these Scoville
units.
Yeah, something like that. And it's, say you get an eyedropper, you can put that in like 50 litres of soup or something and it's very spicy.
Yeah.
So that's how hot these things are. If you just have a bunch of it in a candy, it's going to melt your face off.
Exactly. And that's pretty much what happened to this poor kid, right? So he's done that. He's gone in and he's just, he's got the iced tea. And he said, look, I'm okay. I've just had something really, really spicy. And the employee is like, well, do you want us to call your parents? He's like, no. Because at this point, they haven't known
that
what
he stole the gummy bear.
Yeah. Anyway, some very, very sweet girl came into the store. The guy, like, escorted him out. He's heaving. He's asked for a bucket because he's about to throw up. He's on the floor. The sweats are happening. And then the staff have realised there's a gummy bear missing from the shelf.
And he's stolen it, the dirty dog.
He's stolen it, and it's caused him all of these, like, problems.
Instant karma.
I want to say poor bugger because I can imagine the heat, but at the same time, this is kind of a little bit of karma, as you said, for stealing. Now, they put him on, not blast on their Facebook page, but basically said, look, we're not going to press charges, but if you are reading this, maybe you'll learn your lesson. Don't steal things from us.
Don't steal in general is a good life lesson.
I just can't understand the idea of it. So apparently this is made by flamethrower candy. So
yeah.
Just the name of that means
should give
just
you a
putting
tip. Yeah.
Ridiculous amounts of spice into candy.
Yeah, you got to be careful when you see something with a flamethrower on it. That's food.
Now, this gummy bear is said to be 900 times hotter than a jalapeno.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about.
And measure 9 million on the Scoville scale.
That's far too much.
Ridiculous.
Yep.
Don't steal stuff, mate.
Lesson learned.
Yeah.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Crivo.
Different situation.
What was that situation?
Can't remember.
Exactly. It wasn't that important.
Help. De Novo's Local As. New FM.
Now, Meg, you were rolling and riding dirty yesterday on new scooter, weren't you?
Yeah, I went down to Nobby's. I picked up a scooter a couple of weeks ago and I like it.
Yeah.
But my back does not.
So you hurt your back from it.
Yeah, so my back's screwed anyway. Like, if I do anything too hectic without stretching properly or whatever, there's days where it's just I can't get out of bed because it's actually that bad. And I thought maybe, you know, doing a bit of exercise will help me. I'll get the scooter out, blah, 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 blah. Nah, I went for a bit of a scoot along Nobby's last night and then I got back to the car and I could just feel this click. And I'm like, yep, we're in the danger zone, if you will.
Gotta be so careful.
And the worst part is the whole part of this, I screwed my back in 2020 by bending over to pull my undies up. This is where the whole thing bloody started.
Of all activities.
Of all activities, a couple of days after New Year's, what happened? I was walking stick, all that kind of stuff. It's actually ridiculous and it's never been the same since.
This is what I want to do. 13 10 09, how'd you hurt your back?
Yeah.
Because sometimes it is the most minor of activities. You putting undies on.
Yep.
Or yesterday, on your scooter.
On a bloody scooter.
Of all things. Yeah, if you were doing motocross or something, I could understand
fell off a ladder, I could understand.
But a scooter which is 2 centimetres off the ground,
I think it's more the fact of, like, because one leg of when you're on a scooter is the one that does all the work.
Yeah.
So it's putting all this pressure on. Maybe I have to give up the scooter life. Life just isn't for me.
13 10 09, how did you hurt your back? Best callers on air this morning win double passes to the movie of your choice at Reading Cinemas. Free.
How bucks is that?
Free movie tickets. Just tell us, how did you hurt your back? 13 10 09. Baby got back. Yeah, Meg, you were doing some scooting out in Newcastle.
Too old.
Nobbies.
Too old to be a scooter.
Scooted along and hurt your back.
Yeah.
Just by doing scooting, didn't even fall off.
No, just by using the scooter for 20 minutes.
Not ideal.
No, let's go to the phones. We're back. Injury stories. Rowan's in Cliffley. Hey, Rowan.
Hey,
good. How'd you ruin your back?
In Bunnings, shopping for a letterbox, and it said lightweight. I just picked it up quite quick and straight away flipped my disc.
Oh,
slipped a disc?
Was anyone there with you?
Yeah, I had a friend with me. They thought it was hilarious.
Of course they did. Did Bunnings sell walking sticks? Maybe they should. Tell me out the door.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, you poor bugger, Rowan.
Rowan loved that Bunnings walking stick joke, didn't he? Jeez. Katrina's up next. How are you?
Yeah, good. How are you?
Great. How'd you hurt your back, Katrina?
Doing high jump at a school athletics carnival when I was 14.
Okay, walk us through.
So the school had put sprinklers on the oval the night before.
Right.
And we weren't allowed to take shoes off, so we couldn't get any grips and everyone's shoes were slipping. So I went to do jump and I actually snapped under my kidney area.
Oh.
Yeah, full fiberglass pole snapped in two. Ended up putting 2 vertebrae out, but I didn't know until about 10 years later when I got out the shower and just collapsed.
Oh, my God. So this was an injury you didn't know about, and it took them...
No, like, it hurt to start off with just as it would, but, yeah, I didn't realise until a fair few years later. And, yeah, got x-rays done, and it actually put 2 vertebrae
my lower back, and 20 years later, I'm still having issues.
Oh, my God.
Jeez, you've got to be so careful, don't
you? I would have said to that school, I would have went back to them with some choice words.
With your hand out for some money.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, well, now I don't feel so bad.
Yeah, you're not the only
Bunnings
one.
Bunnings and high jump, and mine was a scooter.
Yeah, you got to be so careful out
yeah.
there.
Yeah. Hey, Love It or Loathe It up next with producer Tyler. She's going to get Crevo and I's thought on today's daily topic. So basically, she gives us the topic. We decide in 3, 2, 1 if we love it or loathe it on your radios next. I
don't care. New FM. Love it. Love it. Or loathe it. Loathe it.
Full transparency, I'm choking on a Scotch finger biscuit right now. This very is on Crevo's fault. He wanted one.
It's
and
very on brand for you, Meg.
Yeah, I
right, love it all over time. Crevo and I are making a snap decision whether we love something or we loathe it. Producer Tyler, what do you got for us?
This one's for you, Meg. Dating apps.
3, 2, 1, go!
I'm going to say
it.
Loathe it.
No. You love it because you loved all the juicy stuff I'd bring you from my dating app.
Yeah, well, but Crevo's going to say he loathes it because he's got a fiance listening at home, right?
Well, and I, well,
he loves my escapades from dating apps.
Yeah, yes. Let's face it, she's not listening.
Yes,
because she's not up and about this early in the day. But look, it was never my thing because it was never around.
Yeah, true.
Well, I was pre-dating apps.
Apparently, a TikTok user has established that on these dating apps, there are two very horny days of the week. Meg, have you picked up on this?
No.
Take a listen.
Thursday is happy horny. Everyone's excited for the weekend. They're gearing up. They're trying to find matches to go out. Sunday, everyone's getting introspective. They're considering their death, their mortality, who they're going to watch House of the Dragon with. Sunday is sad horny.
So, this girl... Her name's G. She's done an experiment to see which horny day of the week is better to get matches. She said if you want to get people when they're all pumped for the weekend or when they're vulnerable with Sunday scaries. She did an experiment. Ultimately, she received 42 likes on Sunday and 35 likes on Thursday, which means that optimizing on everyone's sad, horny mood is best.
Interesting.
So if you're single and you're on there, just jump on Sunday, add your new pics or something?
And yeah, I feel Thursday. Like... Because on Sunday, you're vulnerable. Sometimes you just want to cuddle. Sometimes you just want to binge Netflix with someone.
Let's be real. And Sunday, you're hungover and you want someone to bring you food.
Yeah. But you're also horny, right?
Well, it depends on if you picked up the night before.
True. Maybe you've just kicked them out and you're just waiting for the next one. Anyway, everyone's agreeing with it. The comment section was going mad saying, one of my prompts is Sunday brunch plans and I've never seen so many men arrange an actual date on a Sunday. So, I mean, maybe it's true, but also she tested it out on a Monday morning and she said she got the most likes on a Monday morning with 54. So maybe they're all just avoiding work by browsing Tinder or Hinge instead, you know?
Well, I was going to say, maybe on the Monday morning, they're starting the week fresh.
Yeah.
They want to start off in early. Foots, and they're like, oh, you know what? I'm active, I'm up, I'm early.
Maybe.
That's why I reckon Monday is such a good day in general, because you got the whole week of possibilities ahead of you.
You loved coming in on a Monday and hearing, you should see this message I got on Tinder on
the
weekend.
I also feel like, though, on a Monday, if you're like, yeah, let's go on a date by Friday, it's like, meh, can't be bothered.
Too tight.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm very much, if you want to plan a date with me, don't make it in advance.
Yeah, it's got to be like a, it's got to be...
Plan it that day.
Yeah.
For me.
Spur of the moment.
Spur of the moment type thing, right?
Yeah, because, like, let's face it, my energy levels vary on different days.
Yeah.
You hit me up on the Thursday, I'm dead keen.
Yeah, because you're keen for the weekend.
Nah.
Yeah, this is fascinating. Who knew, Tyler? Who knew there was a horn cycle?
Yeah, who knew? But, I mean, apparently Sunday is at the peak of the horn cycle. The horn cycle, Meg, so get on that.
All right, we'll do. Do you want me to do some research this weekend?
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah, please do.
Right, we'll do.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Meg and Crevo.
Different situation.
What was that situation?
I can't remember.
Exactly, it wasn't that important.
Help. De Novo's Local As, New FM.
131009, call now if you've got a good trip. trick for remembering someone's name?
Because
I'm terrible with names.
Yeah.
And I'm looking for your best tricks here, tips, advice, etc.
Because you meet a lot of people in the store who come in, they're repeat customers, things like that. You'd like to be able to go, oh, hey, Michael.
Yeah, I would like to be better at it.
Yeah.
Well, I would love to.
Tyler, your partner Marcus had this happen to him at Woolies the other day, yeah?
Yeah, he just texts me randomly. He goes, I just had this guy come up to me and ask me for a job. He was like, I'm not the guy for this.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, I'm just going to take a photo of you just so I can remember. Marcus is like, this is weird. So now I have now this random guy has a photo of me in his camera roll.
That sounds creepy.
With no context,
probably
right?
I reckon because it'll have his name tag.
Yeah.
Maybe.
That's what I was thinking. Take a photo of the name tag then, bro.
Would have thought so.
So for me in particular, what I do is I reference people with music and songs or artists. So
that's clever.
You, Crevo, because your first name is Mark, I think of Mark Morrison.
Really?
Return of the Mac guy. Tyler, I thought of Tyler the Creator.
I'll cop that. I like that.
I love Tyler the Creator. Like,
much cooler.
Definitely not an insult. But if someone's got the name like in a song or something.
Yeah.
Same deal. That's your way of doing it. Because I think when I look at them, I think of the song and then I think.
Well, I don't have a technique and I want one.
Yeah.
131009, what trick do you use to remember people's name? Now, of course, the best callers on air today are winning a double pass to the movie of your choice at Reading Cinemas. If you want free movie tickets and you got a trick for remembering names, call now, 131009.
Creva needs to pick your brain.
I need it. I need some help.
Yeah, he does. That's not my name. That's not my name.
That's not my name. That's not my name. Yeah, what tricks do you have for remembering people's names? That's what I'm after here. This is all after Tyler's partner, Marcus. The guy, some guy just took a photo of him to remember his name. I was like, that's
the name tag was in the photo.
Well, it's possible.
That's the only way I can really.
Bit weird, but quite a good way if there is a name tag.
Yeah, we want your tips on this. Jace, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, what's your tip for remembering someone's name?
I just say, hey, what's your name again? And then they say their name, and I go, no, I meant your last name.
Ah, that's sneaky. That is brilliant.
I love that, because that's a good way of getting, like, if you've forgotten it, then they still tell you.
Yeah, and then you say, what's your last name, so they don't think it's there.
Exactly, so they don't feel like you've forgotten their name.
Hey, mate, sorry, what's your last name? Excellent.
Oh, that's
thanks,
great.
Jace. See, it worked.
There you go. See, I've found a list, actually, of things that you can do to remember something.
Oh, these are the top tips. Cool. Yeah, so I'm into this.
Stop saying you're bad at names.
Oh, God. All right.
Because it makes you paranoid. It makes you anxious, the fact that you can't remember them. Number two, say their name back to them when you meet them.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, make associations in your head like I do. Like I make music associations.
That's clever.
Say their name slowly and intentionally before you part ways with them.
Nice.
And then, if you do forget, just own up and ask. Or do Jace's idea.
Yeah. No, I meant your last name.
You know what you can also do? Oh, how do you spell your name?
And they go, Sam, S-A-M.
Well, with you, for example, it could be M-A-R-C.
That's true. That's true. But when it's a very short name, that's when it's embarrassing.
I'm lucky in my aspect because my name's Megan.
Yeah.
There's so many different spellings.
That's true.
Like M-E-A-G-H-A-N. No. Just go with the normal one, M-E-G-A-N.
Who's doing that one? God.
Hey, what's the goss? Up next with producer Tyler.
A lot of TV news in the last 24 hours. We're going to unpack some of that.
All right, awesome. Details on the other side of this.
The Novos.
If I don't say the right things, I might get killed.
The Novos.
Keep my wife's name.
With Megan Crevo.
Megan Crevo.
What's the goss?
I love reality TV.
Oh, you got some TV goss for us this morning, Tyler.
Yeah, just quickly up first. After 13 years on the desk, Carrie Bickmore has announced that she's leaving the project.
Yeah, saw that. Big news.
Big news. And I got to say, though, nothing against her and her voice, but geez, it was hard to watch and listen to. Take a listen.
It's been the hardest decision of my professional life to make this call, but it's time for a new challenge. It is time for my next chapter, and there's so much I'm going to miss. I'm going to miss my best mates on the desk, the job itself, which is just so incredibly fulfilling, our wonderful viewers who've been on the journey over the last 13 years.
Like, she's emotional, but just take a breath, sis, and start again. Yeah. Sounds like you've sucked
you
in some
helium. You know what, though? I get it.
I know.
When you leave a job that you genuinely love, It's bloody hard.
Oh, yeah. And imagine doing that on TV.
Yeah.
In front of a million cameras.
Do you think... Okay, here's the question. Do you think she left of her own accord?
Yes.
Yeah, I think 100%. She did. Because she kind of said she started the show when her son Ollie was one and now he's 15. And she said, I wanted to spend more time at home and want to have more family dinners because after COVID, he, Ollie, the eldest son, was like, I'm really going to miss having everyone home.
Yeah.
And she said that kind of hit home for her. And she was like, yep, it's been a decision that I've been thinking about hard for a really long time, but I'm out.
Yeah, well, she can go into any other avenue.
Oh, yeah. Fine. So now I've already started speculating on who will take her spot. It has to be Lisa Wilkinson.
Oh, for sure.
Don't you think?
For sure. Whether she wants it or not.
Yeah, that's another question.
Or maybe Tracy Grimshaw.
Oh, I mean, perfect timing.
Right.
And also, time-wise...
Coincidence?
Because the big complaint for Tracy was she was tired, yeah. Right, from the early starts and all that. The project, I wouldn't imagine, is such an early start.
No. Oh, well, I think they're on air at the same time.
Current Affair. Yeah. I mean, who knows?
But with Current Affair, there's so much more prep for that.
Yeah, true. They have... Yeah.
There's that, like, the project should be able to swan in there at a reasonable hour and she'd be able to mow her farm on her ride on mower as she wants, which
she
is
could.
A real dream,
she
let's
could.
Face it.
In other news, you know how there was speculation about a Kath and Kim reunion?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
we
it
wanted
is here.
It.
I feel like this was, like, news on the weekend and I missed it, but I want to talk about it. It is here. Seven has confirmed the reunion and it will be split over two episodes, which are dropping next month. Here is the trailer.
I have news.
The Kath and Kim 20 years celebration.
Hello, Christmas. Don't you two look flies?
Don't know how, but Kimmy's done it.
Yep. We're officially stanky rich.
Can you believe it?
Oh, wow.
Can you
it's
going to
be good.
Oh, I'm so excited. You can cop the trailer online now. And the reunion pics, honestly, not one of them look like they've aged a single day since they were back on our tellies 20 years
ago. Photoshop, though, to be fair.
Of course.
Yeah, they're not idiots.
And lots of hair
gel. Yeah, that's right.
Oh, coming next month, Channel 7. Very interesting.
Very exciting. We have a little taste of what we can expect because Jane Turner, who, of course, plays Kath, told the Herald Sun that, spoiler alert, Kim's still living at home, saying, well, Kim has never actually moved out of home for more than a week, so it's not much of a reunion as a here-we-go-agains people.
I know so many Kath and Kim stans who are going to live there.
I'm one of them. I cannot wait. And apparently Kim is a self-described mumager to Eponine Ray. So Kris Jenner better watch her back.
All right. Can't wait for it next month. How cool.
They're local ads and on air right across Newcastle and the Hunter.
I think we worked together for 3 months before I gave you my phone number,
Chris. And that was an extraordinary moment.
Experience, yeah. Right?
You're waking up with the Novos, Meg and Crevo. Only on Newcastle's new FM.
Straight after us, 105 minutes commercial free on the way with producer Tyler.
And Khalid and Normani. So baby, tell me where
you would love to see Khalid live.
I've seen him live. He's amazing.
Oh, my God.
And he has a full band.
Does he?
Electric guitar, drums, everything. Amazing. Yes.
You know what? Some people freak out when they see real instruments like that. It's just like, you know, that's actually how most of music is made.
Right. Yeah, it was like, I was just expecting, like, his backing music, but no, full live music. It was amazing.
So good.
Savage Garden in the mix. Meg, your mate.
Yes. He actually dropped his new album, Homosexual, on Friday.
Yeah, I've actually listened to a few little bits and pieces of it.
Very long songs, I've noticed.
Yes, I noticed that too, very long, but I really like it. I like the new sound from Darren Hayes.
Yeah, well, he's going to be in The Hunter next year, so I get your tickets and you'll be entered.
Very excited.
Yeah, awesome.
Also really very excited for this.
Yes, what a banger. Beautiful. Thank you,
I've just stopped reacting.
The
Newcastle's only block of ad-free music.
Nothing but the best. That's all we offer here.
Premium music.
105 minutes commercial
like
free.
That.
Hitting your radios after 9 o'clock this morning.
Turn that up. Yes.
Oh, wait. It's the best bit.
Absolutely not. Crevo.
Yeah. Oh, hang on. I'm just enjoying the chilies. Don't worry about that. Look, with Snoop Dogg, he's another favourite of mine.
Yes.
He's got a new product out. It's a bunch of fun. We're getting into it next.
Okay. Is it wacky tobacco related?
No. It's different.
Interesting.
Yeah,
okay.
Mixing it up.
Megan Crevo.
The Novos.
All right, so Snoop Dogg is known for selling out and basically flogging lots of products.
Mate, he likes a hustle.
Yeah.
You should appreciate that. Come on. I do.
I'm just having a cheeky I'm just having an easy dig at Snoop because it's easy, right? He's brought out a new rosé, which is a bit of fun.
Oh, I like this.
You're into rosé. Yeah.
Once again,
a celebrity selling a rosé.
Mm, Posty just jumped on that bandwagon.
That's what I mean. It's obviously an easy market. It's that whole, he's got that 19 crimes, like...
the red wine.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it's just sort of basically an extra thing on that. What's interesting about it, though, is his advertising technique, instead of going for like TV or maybe buying a couple of Facebook ads, that sort of thing, switching it up, because his name is Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
If he's made these billboards directed at dogs.
Dogs is primary market.
Wouldn't have thought so.
No.
Basically, they're mini billboards at the parks around Melbourne.
Yeah.
That are sort of the size of a piece of A4 paper.
Yeah.
At ground level for a dog to look at.
You know what? This is genius. How many people are going to get photos with their dogs in front of these billboards? And chuck them online.
This is what I think's happened, Meg.
Mm.
They're hanging around at Snoop Dogg's house.
Mm.
What do you reckon? Like, they're probably just breathing in a certain way like that.
They go, breathing in, you know what, real deep.
You know how we should advertise your new wine? We advertise it to the dogs, right? Because the dogs understand rosé.
And then they reach for the Dorito packet.
Maybe a twisty tube.
I think it's actually genius, though, to a degree, because the amount of people...
Yeah, man, that's genius.
That's sweet, man. I think it is actually genius, though, because the amount of people who are going to get photos with their dogs in front of these things and then they're going to post it online, genius.
Haven't seen a single photo.
Yet. How many people do you know in Melbourne, though?
A lot.
Are they posting on Instagram?
Yeah. Look, I know you say it's genius, but I think it was cooked up in the Snoop Dogg kitchen.
100%. 100%. There was some, as you said, heavy breathing.
What if we
in
do?
In relation to this.
A tiny billboard.
You know what?
Yeah, we do.
Can we do this? Is there a dog park at Mayfield or Horseshoe Beach?
Oh, I don't think it's worth it.
Get some tiny billboards with our names on it.
Yeah, it looks like a trip hazard to me.
Nah, you know what? I actually think this is really clever. I think this is a really cool way to go viral with the wine.
Yeah, is it? I don't know.
That's just me, though. Like, for me, it's a marketing. It's clever. I've never seen this done before. And that's what you want to do in marketing and promotions and all that kind of stuff. You want to do things that no one else has done. I have never seen this in my entire life.
All right. Well, first for everything, and Meg thinks it's genius.
And am I going to go buy a bottle of rosé from Snoop Dogg? Maybe. Let's see how much it is.
Good question.
Snoop Dogg.
It'll be like $20. His stuff isn't that expensive.
Okay. You can go to the wine shop.
Yeah.
Let's have a look.
We're doing a live Google here. Don't worry about that. You just enjoy yourselves.
Yes, I am born in 1989. I'm not underage. Yes, I'll accept cookies. My God.
This is not easy, is it?
You'd be surprised.
Yeah.
You said $20?
Yeah.
13.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Under 20.
I'll buy some of that for sure.
There you go. It's worked on you.
10.5% alcohol. Good amount. Well,
Snoop
Dogg, I agree with your marketing campaign. I back you up 100%.
I think it's moronic.
You're not going out to buy his wine, are you? No. Well, I'll buy it and you can have a glass. What about
okay.
that?
Okay.
All right, deal. Hey, on the other side of this, HSC kicks off today, which is very exciting, very stressful time for a lot of people, students and parents in particular. You know what? I want to give a bit of a pep talk because, look, it is stressful, but let's be real. Like, it's not the be-all and end-all that you think it might be. Going to get into it on the other side of this.
Megan
Crevo.
The Novos.
Now, as I said before, HSC kicks off today. Good luck to everyone who worked really hard over the last couple of years. The last couple of really hard years as well with all the lockdowns and learning from home and all that kind of stuff. But maybe I'm not the best person to talk about this. I didn't go to year 12.
Yeah.
I left at the end of year 10. My mum said to me, do you want to go to uni? And I said, not in particular. Well, okay, leave and go get a job. which is what I did.
Right,
because
that's
I wanted
cool.
to go make money. I went to TAFE and studied what I wanted to study. I did a bit of music and things like that here and there. But, Kriva, I wanted to ask what your experience was like in the HSC, because some people don't know what to expect, how stressful it's going to be.
Yeah, so I, like, for me, I found that kind of work challenging.
Yep.
So I had to work probably harder than a lot of my classmates to get to the point I wanted to get to.
Yeah, so
to
you level, had pretty high standards.
Yeah, that I wanted for myself.
Yep.
But it took me, I think, more study than most for whatever reason. Mm. And I went in with a sense that I'd done all I could.
Yeah.
Which is all, like, I was happy with that. Because I felt like I've done all I can to get to this stage.
Mm.
And then all you can do is let the process happen.
True.
You know, you just go in there, make sure you get there, as you know, early, bring everything that's required.
Yep. Don't good night's sleep the night before, all that kind of stuff.
Yep. Don't overstudy the night before, because it's not really going to help that much.
Yep.
And just be trying, don't let the pressure get to you, because that can often disrupt you more than anything.
Yeah.
So just know what you know you've done the work, and just like follow the process, listen to the instructions, you know, that's a big one.
Yeah.
Because you don't, like when they say 10 minutes to go, make sure you're wrapping things up, you know, that sort of stuff.
Dotting the I's and crossing the T's.
That's right. And now, yeah, just don't let the pressure get to you.
As I said, maybe I'm not the best person because I didn't go to year 12. But the thing is, I want to put it out there. Even if you don't get the result you're hoping for, it's not the end of the world. Don't stress. I know you might have a lot of pressure on yourself. You might have a lot of outside pressure from family, friends. Maybe you don't get the score that your best mate got and they got a lot better than you. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, everyone.
Okay, it does matter to a degree, but it's not the end of the world. The amount of people who I know who went to year 12 and, to be fair, didn't do much after high school.
Yeah, that's right. Or you can start down one path.
Exactly.
Like, I know somebody who started down the path of just doing arts at uni, and now they're a doctor.
There you go.
So, like, you can start down one path and life takes you on all sorts of journeys. I know you might hear a lot of people say that, but it is so true.
For me in particular, as I said, left in year 10, and I knew in high school I wanted to work in radio. I just didn't know how to make it happen. And I left it for ages. I went and worked in retail and customer service and all that kind of stuff. And when I was 24... on a whim, I said, you know what, bugger it, I'm going to start doing it. I've been in radio ever since.
Yeah, so it's totally, you can achieve your dreams in different ways.
You don't have to be the number one achiever at school. You don't have to get the highest ATAR to get to where you want to go. Because if you've got the passion, you've got the drive, a HSC score is not going to stop you from getting there.
So true. Well said, Meg. So, don't let the pressure get to you today.
Yeah.
If if your exams are today or whenever they're coming up.
Best of luck too. Indeed. We're behind you.
Yeah, exactly.
We know you've got this in you.
Good luck to everyone that's doing it and has worked hard for what they're going to achieve.
Exactly. Hey, 105 minutes commercial free on the way with Tyler.
Joel Corey and Becky Hill. Because we got so
still my jam. I'm obsessed.
Great song.
Love still it. Playing it.
Yeah.
Also, some old school Madge.
Interesting. He's apparently gay now.
Yeah.
According to TikTok.
Did you see the announcement?
Yeah. It was very.
If
very
I miss
weird.
Throwing this in the bin, I'm gay.
Yeah.
And then she's completely missed it.
Mm.
Well, you do you, sis.
You do what you want to do.
And also, for her age, that's an appropriate nickname now.
Madge. Yeah. Sounds
like, Neighbours. Sounds like a 70-year-old.
Yeah. It does, doesn't it? Also, some new Lewis Capaldi as well.
I was watching an interview with him with Zach Sang, and oh my God, he's just a loose unit.
He's so funny, isn't
he? He's great.
He's the funniest musician I think I've ever come across.
I love him.
And got an amazing voice as well.
Fantastic voice. Hey.
Surprising.
Yeah.
You guys' only block of ad-free music, 105 minutes commercial-free. Hitting your radios next. Have a great Wednesday. We'll catch you later, guys. Bye.
See ya.